The Colorado Avalanche have been in Colorado for 20 years now. We've had some amazing players take the ice, and we've had some guys here just long enough to get a cup of coffee with the team. They come and they go, and we're going to remember each and every one of them. Every Avs player ever. The stars, the flukes, the traded, the retired. Every Avs player ever, one by one, until we're done. Brian White is a right-handed shooting defenseman who stands 6 foot tall and weighs 195 pounds. White was playing for the University of Maine when he got called up to play one game with the Long Beach Ice Dogs. The next year, he found himself playing two games, his only stint in the NHL, with the Colorado Avalanche. Brian White's story is a little different than most of the people that we've talked about so far in that he got his chance early. He was just out of school, had played one game in the IHL, and then played two games in the NHL for the Colorado Avalanche. He then went on to play in the AHL for a few years, playing for the Hershey Bears, the Cincinnati Mighty Ducks, and the Providence Bruins before moving on to Germany and Finland to try his luck there. He then came back to the Long Beach Ice Dogs, where he'd played one game previously before going to the Colorado Avalanche, and then played his last few games in the AHL, the IHL, and the AHL once again for the Worcester Sharks. As we often point out, he is lucky to have played in the NHL at all. 5% of the players who play in the NHL play one game only. Over half of the players that ever play in the NHL will play less than 100 games, and only 4% of the players that play in the NHL will play more than 1,000 games. The Colorado Avalanche have one player who's played more than 1,000 games. If you've ever wondered what these guys do when they hang up the skates for good, it's actually pretty impressive. They become humans just like us. In the case of Brian White, he became an enterprise software and cloud account manager at Oracle in the Boston area. Brian White has done what many other players couldn't do. He touched NHL ice and he did it twice. He then went on to get paid to play hockey for over a decade. I have a lot of respect for guys like Brian White who chased a dream for many, many years. And while his dream probably included more games at the NHL level, he did in fact touch the ice twice at the NHL level with the Colorado Avalanche, which puts him on our list of every Avs player ever. If you like this podcast, be sure to subscribe on iTunes and be sure to check out our other podcasts, including The Future of Hockey. This show is brought to you by AvsFam, AVSFAM.com, for the coolest hockey shirts, coolest hockey design and art that you're going to find anywhere. And you can only find it online at AvsFam.com. Check it out and stay awesome.